Many girls in Wisconsin are dealing with sexual violence, human trafficking, bullying, and mental health issues. Girls of color tend to be more affected than their white counterparts. That's according to a new report from Alverno College in Milwaukee. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
To get an idea of how girls are faring, Alverno researchers looked at demographic and economic trends on physical, mental, and sexual health, incidents of violence and abuse, substance use, social support, and media engagement. Jody Eastberg is executive director of Alverno's Research Center for Women and Girls. She says some of the trends are troubling.
Girls in higher numbers than boys are spending more time on computers and video games. That was a change from previous years. Girls are experiencing high levels of anxiety. Over 50% of girls reported having anxiety. And they're also more likely to be the victims of bullying, both online and in person.
Eastberg says researchers found that more girls than boys report symptoms of depression or suicidal planning and self-harm. The numbers and problems are something that Lori Kassin with Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast is working to combat. She says her organization teaches girls to have a strong sense of self, to build resilience and healthy relationships. Those qualities are reinforced by the organization's four main pillars: STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, the outdoors, healthy lifestyles, and entrepreneurship. And Kassin says the Girl Scouts have programs to help girls fight the growing problem of cyberbullying.
We've brought in police to departments to talk about cyber safety, cyber security, and bullying. We have the Amaze Journey for our middle schoolers, which really addresses friendships, relationships, how to handle bullying situations and cyberbullying, which is, you know, newer for girls and things, and how to address those issues. And then, of course, when girls are at camps and at our events, we have those mentors and adults that they feel comfortable with.
Despite the troubling findings in Alverno's study on girls in Wisconsin, researcher Eastberg says the report also reveals positive trends.
Girls continue to have high educational attainment and also goals for going on to college. They also showed a decreased number of teen pregnancies. So that's something our community has been working on, and that really shows up in the report. So those are some of the things that we found.
The organization Pearls for Teen Girls has been working on that aspect of girls' lives. It serves girls from 5th to 12th grade. Jerry Howes is the executive director.
I can say that our 10-year outcomes include 99% of the girls that we've served have not gotten pregnant. 97% of our seniors have graduated high school. And 97% of those girls have been on track for post-secondary success.
Howes says Pearls for Teen Girls focuses on five key themes.
Loving myself, building healthy relationships, striving to achieve, believing the sky is the limit, and helping hands in the community.
Yet Howes says more work needs to be done to help girls in Wisconsin. Alverno researcher Jody Eastberg and Girl Scout leaders agree. They say one of the most serious and extreme problems girls face in Wisconsin is human trafficking, something that also comes up in the Alverno report. It's something they're especially worried about in vulnerable populations, such as girls who are at risk or who live in group homes. The people we talk to hope the Alverno report helps shed light on the extent of the problem and brings attention to a search for solutions. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.